Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
It's the night away. You're going to dance the night away tonight. Good for you. Happy Friday. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, my dog. What a day today is.
Are you talking about the Niners?
I am talking about the Niners.
All right.
It's the only thing I can think about. How about them Niners?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't watch a second of that game. I was yeah.
We went to OT.
Yeah.
And now I'm all riled up,
yeah,
which is
yeah,
the
yeah.
worst
what
thing
time
that can
happen.
I don't
point?
Know, 8 o'clock or okay. 7 something, probably closer to 8. And we go to OT, and I am freaking out.
Yeah.
And we lose the coin toss.
Oh, no. Oh, that is bad.
But we make a score, but it's only a kick.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, now they've got the ball, and they're running it down, and they're running the... And we stopped them. We did it. We got the win. Niners win. And by the way, yeah, I've heard people call that Niners South.
Oh.
Or sorry, Levi's South. They showed the crowd and it was all red. It's like absolutely insane that that many people are there from up here to be down there for the game.
It's great.
All the crowd shots were red. Ridiculous. Anyway, congratulations, Niners fans. That was a bit, that was without so many players and Mac Attack. Guy's good.
Guy's legit.
Mm-hmm.
We got a quarterback controversy, I think.
Well, I don't
yeah,
know.
We do.
Purdy's hurt, so he shouldn't have come back. He looked horrible. Like, he didn't do himself any favors. There's no question.
Do you think that there's like there's got to be a push from him? He's like, I need to protect
maybe.
My job.
Maybe. Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
But then again, you're hurt and you can't play. You're not doing your, you know what I mean?
No, you need to totally recoup.
So
be
anyway.
As close to 100% as you can ever be.
I know you didn't mean the Niners, but thank
I
you
do
for,
mean the Niners.
For
oh, go Niners!
Humoring
I,
me.
I rode up the elevator this morning with one of the guys from the game.
Yeah, you did.
One of the Joes or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Which one? The light-haired Joe or the dark-haired Joe?
The one who's decked out in 49ers gear.
That's the
and
light-haired
he was,
Joe, I'm thinking.
He was floating.
Jasky.
And I'm decked out in my Taylor Swift gear, and I'm floating, and he's like, oh, sorry, like, I can't really talk, like, I'm doing my thing. And I was like, sir, I've got a new Taylor Swift album in my ears. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, did you think I wanted to talk? I think he thinks everyone wants to talk. Or actually, I should amend that.
Listen.
He thinks everyone wants to listen. That guy never stops talking. They'll be done with their show down the hall. And then they, you know, they got to clear out of the studio because the next show's coming on. And they will move into the lunch area where they set up shop and continue their show. I'm like, why aren't you guys just in a studio doing the extra hour podcast until you're done talking
about
everything?
I didn't even turn the volume on. We're talking about Shasky from the sports station down the hall.
The JoJo Show.
I didn't even turn on the volume because it was right after the win last night. The Niners beat the Rams. And I can only sort of give you the... And he's doing this screaming face, bright red... I almost thought, did they lose? Because he was so absolutely over the top.
Mm.
But it was his celebratory post of Niners win. And I'm just looking at it going, I can't stand to hear that volume right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. No,
down.
It's just too early for that.
I'm not going to press play on that.
Yeah.
I pressed like because I got the, you know.
Yeah, the gist is we won the game.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You should have seen the way he shook his head when I said I hadn't watched the game. He was like, ugh.
What are you doing?
Well,
what?
You know, that for them, one of them was saying, yeah, when there's a night game, I have to stay up and watch it. And meanwhile, they get up at the same time as us. So,
oh, every one of us who likes the Niners, and I mean, most of you don't need to go to bed the second it's over.
Right.
But there was no chance. We were all adrenalized.
Right. But they're like, you know, they watch every basketball game, every, you know, this. So they plan, I guess they plan their sleep schedule around whatever big game is happening. That sounds, and it's good. They're obviously sports enthusiasts. It's true.
They're in the right career.
We have wasted.
They definitely are.
Far too much time on sports here this morning
with
a Taylor Swift album.
Honestly, today is going to be a blur. First of all, We have like 100 things. First, above and beyond everything else, ladies and gentlemen, today is Jane's 35th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jane. Happy birthday, Jane.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Today's the Jane Show. You know, she gets all the good presents on her birthday. She's getting the new Taylor Swift album. I'm going to get her a new bra. Actually, I'll get her a gift certificate. It's hard to guess what people's bra sizes. They do fittings at Third Love. Jane is 35 years young today. I don't know how she does it. And look, a day over 18.
You hadn't, previously examined Jane's body type and already decided as a Third Love rep what she would look sporty in?
Yes. Well, as a rep, I can make a guess. I have a vast experience with bras, bra sizes, bra fitting.
Can't help yourself.
It's hard to look away. Jane's rocking it. So maybe I'll just get her a gift certificate.
That'll be nice.
Here you go, Jane. Let's get those puppies slung. So, Jane is 35 today, or something right around there. Taylor's record is out today,
mm-hmm.
and it's for a portion of the population. What Niners?
I haven't heard one note, so I'm excited for
I'm
you guys.
Start with The Fate of Ophelia. We'll play that song when we're done here. When we cross over,
look
to
look at her smile.
Break.
I'm mad at you. You're so happy, but I'm furious. She told me she was going to take me to TikTok this week, and then the day she was supposed to take me there, she calls in sick.
Take you to TikTok?
Yeah, we're going to go on TikTok, right?
Don't worry, there's always next week.
Ugh.
The people want more TikToks.
Is
so
there a Sarah and Vinny TikTok? Or are we just going on your TikTok? So there's Bob on the Waves, is that what you are there too?
Yep.
Do we have some followers on there, Bobby?
Not yet.
Oh.
But I'm also always going to share whatever we make there on our Instagram.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Because I did hear we went viral recently.
Well, and I was all ready for my TikTok moment, and then she just doesn't show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you dress special for it or anything?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't really remember what you were wearing on
Wednesday. I wore my dancing clothes. I was ready. We were going to dance, I thought.
Oh.
Well, don't worry.
How exciting. Do it today.
Maybe there'll be a new Taylor Swift dance by next Wednesday.
We can't
Wednesday
do it today. It's Taylor
definitely
Day.
Definitely will
oh,
be.
Yeah, we got...
Yeah, 10-3.
By the way.
That's a 13 for you.
Mm-hmm. I realize it's Jane's birthday
yes.
and then Taylor Swift,
yes.
but there's also a big appearance today.
There is.
From the Alice Morning Show. Sarah's going to be at Third Love, but look at the thirst trap in the other room. That baby blue with your blue eyes, you are
hungry for it. Yeah, you look amazing. Is that a brand new... Have you ever worn that? What is that?
I wore it to church once.
Oh, is it a sweatshirt? What is it?
It's a half zip shirt.
You look like a model.
Yeah.
Oh,
his nipples just got hard.
This morning, I walk in that room. It's very cold in your room.
Yeah, I know.
And Sarah's like.
But I figured by the, because they set theirs for much higher in that room, 75 or something.
I know. I've walked in there and gone, whoa, I'm going to get a cold
and there's
from
a
the
lot
temperature
of,
change.
I know. There's a lot of equipment in these studios, so they run hot, and they've got it set for 75. So he comes in here. I'm like, oh, what a great new shirt. And as I'm talking to him, I'm watching it happen. I'm like, oh, my God. He's thirst trapping me right now. I would also like to point
all right,
out
see that my nipples today
everybody
at Third
in
Love.
If it's cold enough, everybody in that room is a thirst trap because you're beautiful. I think you're just darling. And today you're all made up. You got your Taylor shirt on because we're all going to go over to Third Love. Is that why? Or you were just like, I'm taking extra special care today because Taylor.
It's an important day for so many reasons. Jane's birthday, Taylor Swift, 49ers, our big appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to show up right with my red lip,
yeah.
you know?
I did notice the red lip. It's good. You look
my fall
great.
Sweater, my Taylor Swift merch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready, baby.
Yeah.
I had to take Wednesday off so that I could be 100 for today.
That's right.
As Taylor and Travis
well
would
done.
Say.
100. We made that up, by the way, just so in case anyone's wondering. We
100.
Made that up, not Taylor and Travis. 100.
Oh, my God. Just last night, I'm sitting there with both my kids. They try to be around me until I have to throw them out, which I don't get. I don't understand. They
so
know
in
I'm
your
twitching.
Room.
I'm in my room. And anytime anything possibly goes near a six or a goddamn seven, my kid is yelling 6-7. 6-7.
Oh, geez.
Does that mean that it's like, what does that mean?
Nothing.
It means nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It's just what all the kids are saying right now. I said it the other day in the hall after I talked to you about it, and Lindsay goes, I do not want to hear that, or something like that. And
I'm
I was so sick
of that.
Yeah. So there is an old saying. It's called, I'm at sixes and sevens. And it's and when you were telling me this the other day, I'm like, I have definitely read that. And it's an English thing. It means you're confused or something is in a state of disarray.
You're giving the kids too much credit.
I'm at sixes and sevens. So you're saying that this is just a random thing.
I could explain the origin to you, but it really doesn't make that much sense. Basically, it comes from basketball edits where people will take people playing basketball really well and make little clips of them. And they put it to this song. I think the song says 6-7 in it. So then from there, just as all things on the internet take hold, and it has just evolved to the kids try and throw it in wherever they can as filler. It doesn't really mean anything.
Do you say something like, that is 6-7?
No. Like, tell me what you had for breakfast.
I haven't eaten yet.
6-7.
Oh.
It sounds dismissive.
It means the same thing Huckabuck means. You know how I've always sort of thrown Huckabuck around and you go, what the hell's that? It's nothing. It's just a...
Yeah, but like colder than a 6-7 doesn't work like colder than a Huckabuck does.
I agree, but I'm not...
It's just a nonsense phrase that
I'm not an 11-year-old.
That is true.
So, you know, for them, this is their Huckabuck. Mm. But either way, I didn't mean to stall us out on 6-7.
6-7.
6-7. Is it sixes and sevens?
Maddie's got it.
I think I've got use for it.
Please let's not work it in.
Okay.
Though, because I feel it in me that I want to. And I really feel like I'm already a little bit annoyed by it. So, and knowing that.
Oh, Lindsay hates it.
Yeah, knowing that Lindsay had that reaction.
I think you said it. Something like, we were just all, jeez.
All right, 6-7. So, right. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. We are going to play you a song. If you haven't heard anything off the brand new Taylor Swift album, here's your first taste, The Fate of Ophelia. We'll see you right after this.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.